Chapter 18. There's nothing worse than the smell of rotting flesh in the morning. Nose pinched, stomach knotted. I backed from the dark mist as I slid Fang from its sheath. I retched, and that's when the first ghoul appeared. Ghouls. Creepy, long-fingered fiends with yellow skin and bright green eyes. They spilled out from the hole in all shapes and sizes. Arms outstretched, mouths frothing, each making its own ghastly sigh. There were men once. Now turn to something darker. Lingering between life and death by cursed threads of magic. My first impulse was to run. Let them spill out, scatter, and then take them one by one. But it was too late for that. Like a hive of bees, they swarmed and struck fast.
Fiends!
Renoir roared.
I'll stomp you back into your hole! Come on!
Renoir smashed one in the face and another in the chest, knocking it to the ground. It was a good start, but where there had been 10, now there were 20. We were in danger. Grave danger. Forgive the pun.
Let's get out of this, Renoir. Quit swinging and start running.
I toppled one over with a cut to its knee. The best thing I could do was slow them down. They weren't so easy to kill. Ghosts are terrors. Ghastly things that crawl in and out of dark places in the night. The truth is, I'd never seen one in daylight before. And never so many all at once. The daylight gave us a little bit of an edge, but the fog didn't help. Where that came from, I'd never know. Two closed in on either side of me, as fast as well-trained soldiers. Ghouls, unlike most undead things, are pretty fast, and just as ugly, too. I leaped backward in time to see them crash into each other. Another pair of hands seized hold of me, a horrible face opening up to take a bite of my dragon arm. I ripped my arm from its grasp and punched it in the jaw, drawing forth an eerie howl. They could still feel something, it seemed. Oh, and their bites? They can be quite deadly. So don't ever let them sink their teeth into you. Renoir slugged another one with his warhammer, sending it careening into a tombstone.
Quit holding back, dragon! They're already dead!
I'd become so accustomed to holding back in a fight, I'd forgotten what it was like to let loose. It had been a long time, and what Renoir was suggesting sounded really good. But was he right, or was he wrong?
I swiped another one in the leg.
They were everywhere now. I ducked, dodged, and dove. Struck, swung, and stabbed. I crippled some, slowed most. But where one fell, another rose. I huffed and panted. They were wearing me down, and my bum leg wasn't doing much good. A steady erosion. They came, undeterred. A nick here, a cut there, and I was bleeding from just about everywhere.
Nath!
I couldn't even see Renoir. Just a mass of bodies where the voice came from.
Nath, I've been bitten!
No!
I had to get to Renoir, or else he might die. I shouldn't have been holding back. If I hadn't, my friend wouldn't be in dire straits right now. The next ghoul swarmed into my face, and I swung hard. The ghoul fell to the ground and moved no more. I started to fight my way toward Renoir.
Get off him, Furman!
They were fast, and many. I was faster and angry. I swung hard and harder, but my arm began to tire. I was going to lose Renoir if I stopped now, but I could barely lift my arm anymore. If it was made of lead, it would have felt lighter. I was surrounded. The ghouls came at me from all sides. One at a time, then two. I couldn't fight them off much longer.
Hang on, Renoir!
I yelled. Desperate times call for drastic measures. I switched Fang into my dragon arm.
Oh, my!
Remember I told you before that things happen when my dragon arm gets hold of Fang? Bad things for those who are not holding the blade. Fang glowed with new life, throbbing red with power. I felt energy racing through my fingertips and toes. My entire body was becoming a new living thing. The ghouls stopped, shielding their eyes from my blade. Three rushed. Three fell.
Yes!
Fast. The word had a new meaning. I twisted around one ghoul and skewered another. Two fell at once from one mighty swing. I almost would have felt sorry for them if I didn't enjoy it so much. After all, the notion to run was not part of their being. Not when living blood was around. One came apart from the middle. Another clutched at its missing face. Four came, four died. Two came, three died. The one behind me must have thought I didn't see it coming. The energy. I felt invincible. I could fight 100 of these things. But there were no more. The fog lifted from the battlefield and Fang's blade went dim. Only the picturesque morning in the mountains of Nelsimbor remained, with a litter of dead ghouls on the floor. I dropped to my knees. A wave of exhaustion assailed me. Blood and sweat dripped from my nose. My own blood, that is. I must have been cut to pieces. But I didn't care. I'd won. Fang hummed one last time, then quieted like a stone. Not a single notch, nick, or drop of blood was on its keen blade. My dragon arm? Well, it seemed blacker than ever in the morning light. But in my heart, I felt I'd done no wrong. I just hoped Brenwar was right about killing ghouls not making me evil.
Brenwar!
I rushed to him. He lay on the ground, banged up and stiff as a stone. His dark eyes were like marbles gazing into the bright sky. I put my head to his chest and sighed. His heart was beating like a heavy mallet. I patted him on the chest. You'll be all right.
I hope.
He had a nasty bite mark on his leg. It was deep, red and purple, and swollen. You couldn't wear armor everywhere. It would slow you down too much. Ah, Brenwar, I apologize. I should have acted sooner. But you're still alive, and that's all that matters now. A thought struck me. Huh? Did I just save your life? I looked at my dragon arm. No changes. Well, I'm certain even saving a dwarf counts for something. Don't worry. I'm sure the paralysis will wear off in a while. But if you don't snap out of it soon, I'm going in there without you. He blinked. His lip almost curled. See, you're moving already. But it isn't much faster than before, I said, looking into his eyes, grinning. The thought of me saving him would get him going, I hoped. I swore I heard a rumble in his throat. I heard a rustle of feet. Something else began emerging from the tomb. I grabbed my bow, Akron, and readied a special arrow, saying,
"Not again!"